Under President Donald Trump, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security plans to add 10,000 immigration officers. It's also broadening who is a priority for deportation. Now, while those changes will take a while to roll out, WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that hundreds in Philadelphia are already training to disrupt deportations.
In the cavernous basement of St. Thomas Aquinas Community Center in South Philly, a mock immigration raid is underway.
No, you can't take her! You can't take her!
It's part of a training by a nonprofit advocacy group called the New Sanctuary Movement. The group hopes to leverage a loophole in immigration enforcement that federal agents generally won't make arrests in houses of worship. The idea is to create a kind of mobile sanctuary wherever a raid is happening through prayer and song.
This is the light of God. I'm gonna let it shine.
Here's how it works. When immigration agents approach a home, people inside or neighbors are instructed to call a hotline. That initiates a text alert to all of the trained volunteers. For this exercise, about 150 of those volunteers are going through the motions of responding to an alert. They're split into three groups, one playing family inside the house, one raid disruptors, and one law enforcement.
You are not allowed to pass. Please stand back.
This is a law enforcement operation. Stay 5 feet back.
It's intense, and a lot of volunteers say they feel anxious afterwards. So far, 1,300 people have signed up and 500 have trained. Executive director of the New Sanctuary Movement, Peter Pedamonte, says the goal of showing up during removals is three-pronged.
There's a couple of goals. So yes, it is to be in solidarity and show up for families. Two, it is to shine a light. And then for some people who are going to risk arrest, it is to peacefully and prayerfully disrupt.
That means circling an immigration vehicle or a home to try to stop removals, which is risky. Disruptors could face criminal charges for impeding an arrest. Training attendees were about one-third immigrants or refugees and two-thirds a mix of other Philadelphians. Language tutor Emily Grablitz says hearing stories about deportations moved her to come.
Yeah, I think the targeting communities is something that just, like, makes me really angry. It's like they purposely want to break up any sense of, like, safety or stability.
Over the last 3 weeks, the New Sanctuary Movement has confirmed 6 instances of immigration enforcement in the region. Activists and immigration attorneys say, while it's a small spike, it's not the same kind of coordinated activity seen in other cities over the last few weeks. Local and national immigration officials have said recent enforcement was routine and targeted. Even without big numbers in Philadelphia, uncertainty about what future enforcement will look like under President Donald Trump has been breeding fear. Hector Portillo is from Honduras and says he's at the training to support his neighbors in South Philadelphia's Indonesian community, many of whom are in the country illegally. But he's not sure if he'll show up for a raid.
I know I like it, you know, help people, you know, support it. But I scared get arrested, you know, I lose whatever I got.
He's scared he could lose his green card. A few days after the training, a call to New Sanctuary's Pedamonte shows his group is still working out the kinks, like getting people to call in raids in a timely manner.
Two were after the fact and one was during. And what we're really pushing for is for people to have this number saved on their phone.
A few minutes later, he gets another call. People are calling the hotline to report any police activity or if they have miscellaneous immigration questions tying up the line. So far, the group has been called on once, but it wasn't a disruption. Without an address, the group ended up protesting outside Immigration and Customs Enforcement's headquarters in Philadelphia. Cities from Kansas City to Austin, Texas, are developing their own immigration response networks. For grassroots responses like these to happen, a lot of people have to be on board to call in raids and to respond to them. In Philadelphia, there's at least one high-profile champion. Mayor Jim Kenney has been plugging the hotline. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshoff.